Please be seated. Well, where have y'all been? Good morning and happy Easter. It's good to see you all. I don't know if this story is true or not, but it really doesn't matter. It's the story of a young priest and a parish in Mississippi. It's Easter Sunday, the biggest day of the church year, and everything is ready. Everything's perfect. Beautiful music has been prepared. The church is decorated to the hilt, and the place is packed for the 11 o'clock service. Everyone, of course, is expecting the priest, the young priest, to give the Super Bowl of all Easter sermons. It's that kind of day. And, you know, he always gives a pretty good sermon, but this is the day to knock it out of the park because, you know, you won't see some of these folks again till Christmas. But all is ready. There's just one problem. And the one problem is no one can find the priest. They have literally looked everywhere. He's just not there. And calls to his cell phone go straight to voicemail. And people are getting pretty anxious about it because they don't really know what to do. It's almost 11 o'clock, almost time for the service to start. The ushers are in a tizzy. The choir is getting antsy. The organist has stretched as long as he can, playing every interlude known to man. And the acolytes already have their cell phones out texting each other and giggling. And the senior warden realizes that she might have to do something. So she gets up and starts consulting other members of the vestry in the congregation to come up with a plan about what they're going to do. The choir director adds a couple more hymns, you know, those hymns that have 18 million verses, to kind of fill in the space. But before you know it, it's 11:20, and still no sign of the priest. And that anxiousness has turned into real concern because you just don't not show on Easter Sunday. So the senior warden stands up in front of the congregation and says, "We're going to have a few announcements. We're going to have the offering, of course." It's a good senior warden. "And then we are going to dismiss and try to figure out what's happened because we're concerned." It was during the announcements that the congregation could hear in the distance the scream of car tires coming around the corner. And then they heard a squeal and a swerve and the sound of the gravel in the parking lot flying in all different directions. And then they heard a car door open and slam shut. And then they could hear those little footsteps running through the gravel. And the footsteps got heavier when they reached the lobby of the church, and the doors to the church flew open like saloon doors in an old western, and it was the young priest. And he had this wild, wild look in his eyes, and he was out of breath, and he ran to the middle of the congregation, and he just stared at everyone like a crazy man. And then he screamed to the top of his lungs, "Jesus Christ is alive." And he turned and walked out of the building. Now, when I heard that story, I thought about doing that. For just a minute. But the truth is, I'm a gutless coward. But that young priest really did preach the Super Bowl of all Easter sermons. That's what it's all about. Jesus Christ is alive, and that changes everything. You don't need me to preach the resurrection to death, no pun intended. You know the story. And the resurrection, frankly, is unbelievable. But you and I know that it's true. We know that it's true because at some point, at some time, somewhere in our lives, we have experienced just a bit of it in our own lives. And we know it's true. It is the experience of awe and wonder that God chose to fully become part of the human condition, with our joys, with our sorrows, with our hopes, with our disappointments, with our loves, and with our losses. And it's because of that that gives us the audacity to proclaim that there is no darkness, no darkness that the light of Christ cannot overcome. There is no sin that cannot be forgiven. There is no mistake that cannot be redeemed. There is no brokenness that cannot be mended. And there is no one, no one beyond a love that is unconditional. And we're just called to treat each other the same way. Isn't that amazing? Jesus Christ is alive, for God's sake. Now let's go act like it. God love you. Happy Easter. Amen.